ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Welcome back. May is Children's Mental Health Awareness Month. Really important topic for all those parents out there like myself who want to build a really healthy family dynamic. To answer some of our questions, I've asked psychotherapist Elizabeth Sullivan, a fellow at the San Francisco Psychoanalytic Center, to join us. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my extreme pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's just dive in. One of the first questions was about parents, and you know, it's impossible to not have arguments or stress in your own life, but how do you prevent that from causing stress in your child? How do you prevent it from affecting your child?
Oh, this is such a great question, and it's about how should parents think about, you know, the inevitable conflict that they're going to have, like all humans do. And, you know, there's sort of two answers to this. There's two ways to think about it. One is that conflict itself is not traumatic for kids, you know, having a disagreement, trying to figure something out, or being stressed. But what is really fantastic for kids, actually, is seeing loving repair between parents. So, you know, you may be arguing over directions in the car, but what's really great for kids is seeing the repair, seeing you guys laugh together, seeing affection or a kiss or that kind of feeling that things have been resolved. That's really, really important. If things have gone beyond that and you're really struggling, there's some bitterness or rancor, that's a time when it is important to try to keep that in the adult realm. And, you know, kids are very sensitive. They pick up on things. So it's important that when things like that happen, you really seek support and seek help, whether that's marriage counseling or individual therapy. But that's the way I think about it.
Okay, so if it's just your run-of-the-mill argument, they're going to see that, but let them see the resolution. If it's more severe, then those are negative feelings that you may kind of want to keep under wraps.
Yeah, exactly. Keep that in the adult realm.
Okay, great to know. Now, what are some family activities that we can do to promote kind of healthy emotional and mental health, promote good relationships with each other, too?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the ways to think about it is what kids benefit from the most, what helps them with emotional resilience and feeling emotional safety is some undivided attention from the adults in their lives. You really can't overestimate what a powerful bomb and salve that is for kids. So undivided attention. One of the things I love to suggest and that I love to do in my own parenting is actually to have individual dates with kids, if you have more than one kid, or even if you just have one kid, one parent, one kid. So have a little time where, you know, you put away your cell phone and you kind of offer your kid yourself. I'm yours for this next half hour. It's amazing what that will do for a kid, how they'll blossom and bloom under that kind of undivided, quiet attention from you.
But that's also important to know that even if you're spending time with your child, if you have the cell phone there and you're referencing it, that doesn't count. That doesn't give them the same benefit.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a lot of us have flexible schedules and we have to be connected to the cell phone in order to have time with our kids. I mean, it's a difficult dilemma, but, you know, it is possible to put it away for 20 minutes or half an hour a day. You know, find that time where mm-hmm. you know you can do it. And I think it makes a lot of difference.
That's really important to know. Just put down the phone for a little bit of time, spend some time with your child doing whatever they want to do. So
exactly. It's a beautiful kind of attention for them and they always love it so deeply.
Okay. I will do that. I know I was sitting there working on the computer this morning and my little daughter was trying to get my attention and had to remember to take that time to spend with her. So that's a good reminder for all of us. Now we're talking about Children's Mental Health Month. What does good mental health in a child mean? And are there specific things to look for, good or bad?
Well, I think for children, mental health means two things. They're very simple. It's really about emotions and about safe connection. So when your children are experiencing big emotions, you know, you are kind of their coach. You're their emotion coach and you're helping them through them. You're saying, you're really angry right now. You feel so angry. And that's, you know, a way that children learn that emotions are okay and that, you know, you're safe with the people who love you to feel them, that they'll be with you. I think, you know, the way we think about it ongoing is kind of building an emotional intelligence or building a resilience so that, you know, life throws lots of curveballs at all of us. Mm-hmm. There's no way to, you know, insure against never having struggled and never having problems. But hopefully the way you think about mental health for kids is that you're preparing them to be strong people and to have, you know, deep inner resources.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are the ways I think about mental health for kids. In terms of, you know, the negative, I think at all ages, you know, really your intuition and your gut is what matters. And if you have some time with your kid where you're not stressed, you know, you're not running around, you're just being with your child and you are sensing something, feeling not quite right, I say just completely listen to your intuition, talk immediately to your pediatrician, you know, get some help on board because, it's hard, I think, for parents to be objective. It's good to have a second opinion, absolutely, and asking for help is a sign of mental health, actually. Mm-hmm. You're not going to try to go it alone. You're going to bring on your resources. So I really encourage parents to listen to their gut.
Okay, that's a really good reminder. Listen to your gut. Get help early when if you think you need it. And I like what you said about kind of reflecting that emotion back. So your child is upset and you kind of reflect, I understand you're upset, and letting them know that they can feel those emotions.
Yes, you're going to be there with them and make it safe. You know, I think that's basically it. It's really simple when you get right down to it, is that you make a little space and you make it safe for them, and then they can go all the way through the feeling. Mm-hmm. It's amazing sometimes, you know, when you're holding off feeling angry, but if you just acknowledge it, it actually dissipates and breaks up a lot quicker than you imagine it's going to be.
Now, are there different ways that parents should interact and kind of do that role as a child goes from being a toddler to an adolescent and even a teen?
Absolutely. You know, it evolves. And I think one of the most, one of the funnest things I think about being a parent is learning about child development. And the more we know about child development, you know, the more we feel centered and calm in terms of the behaviors that are coming up in our child are evolving and changing. You know, sometimes it seems like just as we kind of get the hang of one age, they move into the next age.
They change. I know. I feel the same way with my daughter. I just figured out 1 year old and now we have all sorts of new tricks.
Absolutely. You know, and it's coming down the turnpike and you're thinking, wait a minute, I just figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think knowing a little bit about development, knowing, you know, what's normal and what's to be expected. I think, you know, if you didn't know about development, when a 3 year old begins to have, you know, crazy tantrums, throwing themselves around, you may become alarmed. You may think, what's going on with this kid? Is there something wrong? But if you know about development, then you think, ah, yes, here we go. This is 3 year old. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. So that's the same with adolescents and older kids, you know, and I think, understanding a bit about the mental health of adolescents is a fascinating topic. There's a wonderful book called Middle School Makeover that talks about the sort of, emotional social development of middle schoolers. They're having massive changes go on, and it really brings a lot of respect to middle school kids when you read about what they're going through.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. If I, as a parent, are frustrated with her changing, I can only imagine what it feels like for her to be going through the changes in the first place. Where can parents find more information about those developmental stages?
Well, you know, the internet, of course, is an amazing resource. There's all kinds of books and so forth. One of the books that I really love is this book called Middle School Makeover for middle school age kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful book called by John Gottman, and I don't know the exact title, but it's called Emotion Coaching. It's basically what I've been talking about. It's how to work with your child when they're feeling their big emotions and how to make it safe for them. Okay. And it's a wonderful resource that I highly recommend. And John Gottman is known for his marriage counseling work too. So, you know, I think he sees parent emotion coaching as part of the family dynamic, which I think is really why.
That's so true. It comes from the parents down, and we can be their biggest role models and help them. Elizabeth, this segment has flown by. Thank you so much. To our listeners, you can find more from Elizabeth at our website, http://elizabethceliasullivan.com, on our Facebook, Elizabeth Sullivan Psychotherapy, or Twitter at NurtureMom. We'll also be tweeting to her from my at Dr. Daria handle. Thanks so much. You're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.